This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said the upcoming Lok Sabha election is about a stronger and stable government at the centre. Highlighting that India has become terror-free today, Prime Minister Modi said abrogation of Article 370 is a testimony to a terror-free Kashmir, which is the pride of India. He asserted that BJP-led NDA government's policies have made the lives of poor easier. He accused the ruling TMC government of the state of putting obstacles on implementation of centre's welfare schemes for poor people. Mr. Modi said the INDIA bloc has no vision to lead the country. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a public meeting in Purulia, Lok Sabha constituency, in support of party candidate Shanti Ram Mato. She said Trinamool Congress is committed to the development of the state. Attacking the BJP, she alleged that under the Citizenship Amendment Act, people will be ousted from their homes. Prime Minister Modi also conducted a roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this evening. The roadshow, which started from Shahid Bhagat Singh Chowk, covered a distance of more than a kilometre and ended at Adi Shankaracharya Chowk. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed an election rally at Kuntinagar in Bihar's Nawara Lok Sabha seat, which is going to polls in the first phase on the 19th of this month. BJP President J.P. Nadda attended several election meetings across Tamil Nadu today. Speaking at Karur district, Mr. Nadda listed out the achievements of NDA government during the past 10 years. He criticized the DMK and the Congress for encouraging dynastic politics, which was against democratic rule. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place yesterday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons, and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize youngsters to participate in the upcoming elections and address critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contribution of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. The World Health Day is being observed today to raise awareness for healthy lifestyles and universal healthcare access. The theme this year is My Health, My Right, highlighting the importance of quality health services, education and prevention of non-communicable diseases. Speaking to Akashvani News, Professor in Ames, Delhi, Dr. Rima Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases. Israel has pulled its ground forces out of the southern Gaza Strip today in partial withdrawal. The move comes after 6 months of devastating war triggered by the terror attacks on Israel on 7th of October last year by the Palestinian group Hamas. The military, however, said that a significant force will keep operating elsewhere in the besieged Palestinian territory, able to conduct precise intelligence-based operations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.